If you can think of a 5-year-old using it and functioning in it, as well as that means a 105-year-old can do it as well, and everyone in between is gravy, then that's the way we need to start looking at design, because at some point, this country is going to have a ton of inventory that many people can't buy and live in it.
Welcome to the System Build Lifestyle, a special Art of Construction series dedicated to the growing world of off-site construction. Host Devin Tilley, owner of Mountain View Window and Door and founder of The Art of Construction, alongside Audrey Kubesek of Modular SureSite and Connect Home Builders, take listeners on a deep dive through this fascinating subject. Offsite construction techniques are changing the industry. Keep following the System Build Lifestyle series so you don't get left behind.
All right, Audrey, I'm super pumped for this one because when Ken Semler, one of our experts in the modular industry, says you got to talk with Valerie Jurek-Henry, we know it's going to be super. And researching her on her website, she definitely has a great message, and hopefully she can kind of paint a picture of the ageless house for us.
You know, it's interesting, the ageless house, you think age, right? But ageless is really identified as a 5-year-old up to 105-year-old. It doesn't really matter. You got to start looking for the future of how you're going to build your house and how does it breathe your lifestyle in different functions of different ages of your life. So it'll be interesting to speak with her.
And our job is to paint the picture and begin with the end in mind. So we're going to challenge her to think through for when you're listening for your house to say, maybe I should think about this or that. So let's bring some expertise and have a fireside chat with Valerie. What do you say?
I'm looking forward to hearing from her.
What's your favorite beverage?
My favorite beverage is wine.
Awesome.
I like wine. What kind of wine do you like? Are you a red wine? Are you a white
wine? I'm a red girl. Heavy red girl, so it's Cabernets and Merlots and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Same here.
Yum.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Famous, but I think it'd have to be Asia. I'm very much into like the Buddhist lifestyle and I kind of love it. But I think when I went into Asia and I went around to all the different places there with the religion and just the lifestyle of it, of temples and all the history, it was just fabulous. That has to be my favorite place.
Awesome. Give us one story or experience from that.
The elephant ride. So we went in the forest and we're on these elephants and fabulous, wonderful, such docile animals. I love it. And at the end, you get to pet it, but he put his trunk around me and I was stuck inside the elephant's trunk for quite a while. He didn't
let
me
scary.
Go.
Were you scared?
No,
did you feel
no.
like you were going to suffocate or not like squeezing you?
It was a little tight. It was a little tight, but I thought of the boa strict, you know, boa wrap him. It wasn't as bad as that. So it was loving. It was absolutely loving. What it was.
Awesome.
Good for you. Love.
Love.
Well, what's your favorite?
All we need is love.
There you go. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena?
Oh, by nature. I would say nature because I'm the youngest out of 6 kids. But I'm a natural musician. So I can play an instrument if I hear it. And I listen to a song, I can duplicate it. So a lot of the kids in my family can do that. So I play piano, guitar, flute, banjo, percussionist, drummer, all that stuff. So that's my hobby is playing music and writing songs.
Boy, I wish I had that gift. I've
Me
always
too.
Wanted to play the guitar.
She's got like the right brain and the left brain going. She's got both. Very interesting, Valerie.
I do. I absolutely do. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Valerie Jurek-Henry. I'm going to go ahead and read her bio because it's so well done to tee this up for a great fireside chat. So here we go. Valerie is a certified aging in place specialist. Huh? What's that? CAPS. We're going to talk about it. A professional speaker, author, and consultant. With over 30 years of experience in healthcare and housing, she has a unique view when it comes to educating businesses, industries, and families. Aging in place simply means to live at home for as long as possible. Valerie's entire career has been geared toward helping people do just that. She works with businesses to embark on the aging in place market to offer more choices. Her motto has always been, educate to create a voice for choice. Valerie realizes how important choices are in life. A choice can only be made if you are presented with 2 or more options. The reality is that we usually do what someone else has done or what we were told to do. It's not necessarily bad. It's just the way we function as people. But think about how much better our decisions would be if they were truly informed decisions. As we age, for instance, we start to make decisions about, where am I going to live? How can I remain in this house? Who can help me? Valerie became a speaker and consultant to help people see these important decisions as educated choices rather than a gamble. With Valerie's years and experience, she navigates the waters to help you better understand aging, aging in place, and how to engage in the market. Well, the platform is yours, Valerie. Tell us about, let's start off by you as being a certified aging in place specialist, or CAPS. What's that and what's that all about?
Okay, first of all, has nothing to do with bottles. I just want to let you know.
Nice.
I'd put that out there, right? So Certified Aging in Place is a destination from the National Association of Home Builders. So what they try to do is get the builders, the designers, architects familiar with aging population. So especially remodelers, if you think about it, you have someone that's 50, 60 years old, and now they realize their bathroom isn't adequate for them. It's too small. They don't like the tub. They don't like climbing in and out. They want a roll-in shower. They have all these things that accommodate for the aging population or a person. And I really don't like using the word aging, but that's what we do, right? So certified aging in place specialist is you go to 3 days of classes with the National Association of Home Builders. It's about 8 hours a day. And at the end, they give you these courses and these tests, or you have to pass the certification. But it's about marketing. It's about understanding. It's about home designs for the aging population, what works, what wouldn't work, why it works. So it started off with the home builders, but a lot of occupational therapists started taking this as well because they work with clients at home. Sure. So if they can educate the clients at home about different styles and different products that work, why not? So a certified aging in place specialist is someone in the building industry or not, occupation therapist. I want to learn a little more about what's going on out there with people and how can you help them in your remodeling business or a home builders, new home builders, same thing. Like how can you change with design? So that's what it is. It's a certification through National Association of Home Builders.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about the organization that you're very engaged with. Tell us about your business and what Valerie Jurek Henry, speaker, consultant, aging in place specialist, is all about.
Okay, so over 30 years, I've been engaged in healthcare and housing. I have my own businesses, and it's a long story. But I know the processes of people from birth. If you think about, aging is from the moment you're born to the last breath you take. And that could not be any more truer than the sun coming out each day. But unfortunately, in this market, people, when you say aging in place, or you say aging, people think of 65, 70-year-olds, retired, nursing home, that side of the spectrum. And it's unfortunate that we see it that way. So I decided to sell all my brick-and-mortar businesses, literally. I had a few all engaged in healthcare and helping people age in place. And with that, I decided to take 2 years off, 2016 and 2017, and I was talking to builders. And my whole thing is this, out of all my years of working with people and trying to keep them at home, the home design has always baffled me, always, because we have a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, the steps up, steps down, whatever. But people change. Not only do we change throughout the course of our life through ability, which I don't call inability, but abilities, people are different. You have people, I'm 6'2". I'm 6'2". And my mother is 5'6", and her mother is 4'11". How can we all operate in the same kitchen with the cabinets all the way up and not? Right. So what I decided to do is become a speaker and about aging in place and how to accompany and basically keep everyone in mind as we design, not only house designs, but even products, you know, dishwasher, who can bend. I hate the dishwasher, which is why now I lift everything up. But anyway, so I came as a speaker to educate people on all that I know through design and products and healthcare. And I became a consultant to home builders to help them understand the aging of America. The baby boom is grazing out, how the 65 plus age category, age demographic, is going to be the dominant age by the year 2035, and no one's paying attention.
Which makes sense. It does make sense, Valerie, because if you think about it, you know, everyone's living longer, right?
Right.
We're trying to sustain a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. And with it, it brings a lot of interest to having you as a guest. We wanted to give a shout out to Ken Semler, who did a show with us about modular and how it works. And it was really great that he recommended speaking, because I have more and more clients that are coming to me, being in the modular offsite construction arena, wanting to have main level masters. They don't want to go upstairs, right? They want wider hallways. They want showers that they don't have to step in for a bath, right? I mean, there's a lot of those things that are characteristics of not only just getting older, but how about just for convenience, right? For your lifestyle. Right. So I'm sure you're probably seeing those same types of things. And one in particular, what do you define as an ageless home?
Okay, so that just ties exactly into what you said. So becoming a speaker and becoming a consultant about the ageless home, there are words in the market that everybody listening to this is going to understand, and you're going to get it as well. Universal design. Have you ever heard of that? Right?
Yes.
So you have universal design. You have accessibility. You have livability. We have age-friendly. We have elder-assessed. We have... all these words are trying to describe living in an environment that helps or ages with you. But the problem with using all different words to kind of describe the same thing, you're relying on the person that's hearing it understands exactly what you mean. And the truth is, we don't. Most people, all the surveys I have done, when I did a large talk with all builders, I had talked about universal design, and I saw the inquisitive people, like, you know, the little eyebrows all scrunched up, like they don't even know what I was talking about. So the guy in the front row, I said, are you familiar with universal design? And he kind of giggled. And I said, well, what does universal design mean to you? And he laughed and he said, Disney.
Interesting.
So I've met, right? And,
yeah.
And Universal Studios. So he had no idea. So then when I talk to consumers that are in the market of buying houses, and I do my talks, and I talk to people, what does the word accessible mean to you? They say handicap, accessible parking. That's the only thing they understand. But meanwhile, accessible cabinets is just easy to use cabinets. It has nothing to do with handicap. So if you start taking words and different people have a different understanding for different words, your message is not getting out. So what I did is I threw all those words out. And I chose a word that you really can't mess up on, and that's ageless.
Yeah.
So if I want a design of a home that has all these designs, like wider doorways, wider hallways, curbless showers, we have multi-height countertops in the kitchen for different people of different heights, no upper cabinets so everyone can use. So it goes on and on. The ageless home has many features in every room. Like even a stepless entry, for example.
Yeah, so I love this. I'm so intrigued. It's such a good tee up. So that's what's fun about a podcast, is we have a little time to go on a journey here. So it would be fun for me today is to, let's just start out in front of the house and walk through some of the things, and let's paint some pictures of what you would see as an ageless house for us to think about ways to do things differently. And that's why we put the name Lifestyle on the end of our podcast called System Build, because over on our sister podcast, The Art of Construction, we're regularly talking about crusty contractor and his resistance to change. And reality is, as I tell the story, and I'll go listen to The Art of Construction, is saying, you know, people just are resistant to change. But sometimes it's our job. That's all they know. You know what you know. So let's walk through an ageless house to think through that. As I'm intrigued, I'm moving next door to where I did a lot of things at my current house that I would have done differently. There's stairs everywhere, and I'm thinking about this as my forever house. So I think a lot of people are curious of what ageless means. So let's walk through, and we'll be kind of the students, and you be the teacher of walking through. Let's go through the front door and walk on through.
Well, okay, so you park your car in the front. This is before the front door. So, and anytime you want to stop me, please inject, because I'm a national speaker, so these words will just keep flowing, right?
I love it.
So park your car. You look at a house that's stepless. There's no steps. And the reason for that, unfortunate people say, oh, when you have a wheelchair. But think about it. What about a young couple with a baby stroller?
Right.
What about using moving furniture in a house? What about just having guests over that may not like walking up steps? Someone had a knee break, whatever it might be. So stepless entry covers multiple generations for multiple uses. So that theory is what the ageless home really is, and that thought pattern. So you take in the front door. So instead of having lips on the front door where you have the rises, you have just from the stepless entry right through the, it's a seamless into the front door. There may be a little bit because when you close the door, you have the rubbering on the bottom and stuff like that. So then you walk into a house and the first thing people feel and the first thing people, most people now that I'm talking to, love the open space instead of narrow hallways, right? Given that space of openness. So the hallways are wide. So we make a turn. Let's just go right into a kitchen. I'm just thinking of a plan in my head right now. So we go into the kitchen. And the one thing about an ageless home is with cabinets, kitchen cabinets. I talk a lot about removing the upper cabinets. And you open up the wall and you're right outside and put more light into the kitchen. So why do we need upper cabinets? Well, it's something they did over and over again. Think of theory. Again, I'm over 6 feet tall. My grandmother's under 5 feet tall. Do you know how many times I got asked to keep pulling things down from the upper cabinets because no one can reach them?
Yeah, so true.
So they have cabinets, which they're calling accessible cabinets. They really need to change the name. And everything you need is in this cabinet below the countertops. So you pull out these deep drawers. There's your dishes, your cups, your glasses, your pots, everything and any. Matter of fact, I just posted an article this morning about that, the cabinets that work. Oh, no, I didn't post it yet. You're on a different
Valerie,
time schedule.
Valerie, you got to get that going. We need to read about it.
It'll be live when this show's live.
Well, when Devin called, I said to him, I'm doing my blogs, right?
Right, exactly.
I didn't release it yet. I didn't release it yet, but that's about cabinets. You got to check it out. It's really cool. So anyway, so now you're in the kitchen. You have cabinets that are below. The upper cabinets are gone. You break through the wall. You have more windows, a natural light, and that appeals to anyone at any age. It just gives you a sense of comfort. It's a psychological thing. So now you take that. Now you have a kitchen, the countertops or an island have multiple heights. You can have an island, and at the end of one of the islands, drop it down and break it out a little bit. Almost looks like an ended table. So the reason for that is, say, if you have a young person that wants to help, instead of pulling a chair and climbing up and doing all that mess, they can help. Or a person that's not so tall. Or what about if you have someone in a wheelchair? They can use the lower end of it. So different counter heights helps a lot. Raising the dishwasher on the end of a cabinet run causes that part of the counter to raise as well. So you don't break your back bending down. You're creating a multiple height on the countertops itself. Again, short people, tall, I hate short and tall, but you know, different heights. So when you create multiple features, people of all ages and all abilities, no such thing as a disability, all abilities and all ages can function. So there's a kitchen in a really quick idea of what would I consider ageless. Is that side of it. And then also on the ground floor, which Universal Design or a lot of other names call, is the master bedroom and bath on the first with the laundry room as well. All livables on the first floor. You can have an upstairs. You can have a movie theater upstairs and a bowling alley downstairs if you want. But having everything on the first floor is because if anything does happen at any time, you don't have to worry about not being able to get to that part of the house and feeling like you have to move and so forth. So let's go into the bedroom, for example. The doors, now remember, all the doors I like to be 34, 36 inches wide, all the hallways, about three and a half feet wide. And that's just a give me to everything in the house, not just particular rooms. It's just the open space. And then the master bedroom, it's kind of the sense of, if you go into the walk-in closet, let there be space. And then we have this thing with closets where we have these huge ceilings, say if we do, and everybody does, how much of that empty space is up there? Or you need a ladder to get up there and actually use it, and people like to hang clothes. So there's so many products that can, like the closet rods. You guys ever heard of that? The closet rods that help you pull your clothes down. They're automated.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So they're basically, you know, when you have all these poles and you hang with hangers, all your clothes on it?
Yes.
So they go up really high, but there's a pole in the middle of it. When you pull down this pole, that whole rod with all your clothes comes down. It kind of reminds you of like a dry cleaning system.
Wow. But I need to talk to my husband about that. That sounds fabulous.
Sounds
scary. That sounds scary. That sounds like a lot more clothes.
I'm so liking that idea.
No. So, right?
Yes, please.
I know. I have two. But anyway, some of them are manual and they could be automated. So it's just the clothes rods that are up higher where normally you can't reach. But if you hit the button or you pull it manually, it comes down to you and you get a lot more use of the closet. You get a lot more, people love it because they don't end up using that. So anyway, there's products as well as design. And if you go in the master bath, and this is the biggest thing, you know, kitchens and baths are the biggest thing we talk about, but just having the open space, and they say like a turnaround radius if you happen to be in a wheelchair is a 5x5, and some people like it a little bigger or whatnot, but it's the sense of not having any barriers. So you have the zero barrier shower, you have, I like two sinks in a bathroom, and one's higher than the other, just off-centered, all that stuff. Again, everybody's not the same height and everybody hasn't had the same ability. So in the bathroom itself, and everything is usable by a 5-year-old or a 105-year-old, then you got yourself a golden ticket. And that's pretty much what I try telling anybody. If you can think of a 5-year-old using it and functioning in it, as well as that means a 105-year-old can do it as well, and everyone in between is gravy, then that's the way we need to start looking at design. Because at some point, this country is going to have a ton of inventory that many people can't buy and live in it. They have to end up remodeling it. It's going to another 50, 60, 70,000 for what they want. So why don't we start now creating designs that works for everyone, that's aesthetically pleasing. It's not commercial. It's not clinical. And
it's
whether
livable.
You need it,
it's livable,
it's
right?
Livable.
It's livable and it's lifestyle.
Right. And it breathes with you. And when it's done right, you'll never know it's there until you need it, the design. And it's amazing.
I absolutely love it. I do a presentation called The Full Life Perspective, and this just resonates with me, is that we're all so guilty of living in the now. You know, you think about that right now, but you got to go back to what we call the needs analysis and say, is this your forever home? And then it's our job as the trades, if people say that, is to open up this and talk through all that stuff. It's just outstanding to think through that stuff. And we talk about it all the time, is begin with the end in mind. Like, what is really the end goal here? And like you talked about is, you know, don't do it multiple times based on right now. Think through that. Like, the house, you know, me personally, we're looking, moving into a new house. We're saying we want to pop the top and have the master upstairs eventually. But maybe we should be rethinking all this, because eventually I may not be able to go up the steps, you know. So it's thinking through all those things now and later. And that's so hard to do if you get buried in the weeds. You got to take the time to filter all those things out and think through that ageless house. So great explanation on all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like you just said, like think through the weeds. It's so much the industry itself has to think about being proactive when we're such a reactive society. So how do you get an industry to be proactive? And the consumer would be proactive if they were educated enough to have the answers within of what they want and know to ask for them. Because when I went around talking to builders for 2 years across the country and all different modulistic, everybody I was talking to about design and product placement, the biggest thing I got is, Valerie, we're so busy right now. The industry is booming. It's a fabulous idea, but I'm selling everything I have and I can't even keep up with what I'm supposed to be doing. So right now, not so much.
So do you think, Valerie, I know it's interesting talking with builders, but do you think that then maybe it starts with the architects?
Right.
Is it the education, you know, talking to the design and really the function of it? Because more and more people, so a lot of people that I work with, they've bought their first home, right? And we know this is the largest investment that you're ever going to make in your life is really purchasing a home. And, you know, it depends on what age you are and where you're at in your life. But the other thing that really is happening is people are staying in their homes for 30 years. People are staying in their homes a long period of time. So having that and walking into it with the education in mind that there is a way to live your lifestyle and there's a way to grow in your home and to grow in your home where you can be in there for 30 or 40 or 50 years and giving this some thought process. Is there a way or something or some book that maybe you've read or something that we can share with our audience to make them understand some of these key terms or these key ideas to start looking at that type of design?
See, the only thing I can tell you about looking, you can Google yourself, is universal design.
Okay.
That's one of the key terms. Universal design is basically a design, again, one of those words I don't like using because it's you can take it the wrong way, like Disney, right?
So, yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, that's a building, no less, right? So universal design is one of the big keys. And if you were to Google that, you would get a bunch of people, private people writing about their professional industries writing about it. That's the platform of where this all started from. Mm-hmm. So there are universal design books. If you went into Amazon and typed in 55 plus home, well, actually just universal design and Amazon, watch everything that pops up.
That's great. And that's great health information because yeah. Information is key. And it sounds like that's really what you're trying to identify is to educate people and let them know that yes. There is this option out there.
Right. That is it. Because then people say, well, it's only good for old people. You're talking about empty nesters. It's a 55 plus category. No, I'm not.
Right.
Well, why would millennials want to buy something that ages with them? I said, you know what? It's a house that you would never know the features that are in it unless I pointed out. So if a millennial, today's standards, millennials live in their house when they do buy a house, 7 years, and then they're out. So like, why would I care about that? Because when you go to sell your house, anyone at any age and any ability can buy it. You'll be top of the market to be selling your house.
I agree with you.
Spot on. That's right. The, you know, begin with the end in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever plan on selling your house?
Right.
We all do.
Right. And
or transitioning that. So if you think about that, you're going to be ahead. And it resonates with me when you say Google, Universal, and Amazon and the amount of images that will come up.
Yeah.
So think about that, people that are listening that are maybe a little bit leery to say back to, I hear it every day as the market's so hot, whatever we build will sell. But that's going to change. Yeah. So you better get ahead of that because the clients that you're going to be building this house for are very educated when it comes to Universal and Amazon because that's what they're doing. And so It's a changing marketplace to where you better get on the bandwidth, you better get on the bus, or you're going to be left behind. And right now,
Absolutely. You
know, people are so short-sighted in our market sometimes is that we have the ones that are thinking progressively are the ones that are going to rise to the top. And I think the whole universal design is a key element of that whole thing.
You know, the other thing that I really like that you said too, Valerie, just getting back to the windows and doors option of this, and Devin owns Mountain View Window and Doors, so this kind of stood out. When I walk into houses that have more windows, it completely changes the way that I feel when I walk in those homes, and it lives differently, right? And so I loved your idea with not having upper cabinets, because to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever really thought about it. And I do like the houses that have less cabinets and have more windows, especially in the open format of the kitchen. So I really like that idea. And honestly, until you said that, I really didn't even give it any thought.
I have to tell a story on the – so I was involved in a show home, and we did it. There's actually several podcasts over on the Art of Construction about it. And what we did was this countertop height – pass-through indoor-outdoor moving wall of glass. And the idea is the backyard and the kitchen all as one space together. But I got so much critique on this because, well, you can't put upper cabinets if you have the whole thing is glass inside and outside. And I said, so I did this whole analysis of we put in this big island and instead we really put a ton of work into the island, like you talked about earlier, is all the drawers and all the storage. And I did this whole analysis to my internal team about the typical kitchen versus this kitchen. And with the walk-in pantry, the bar, the indoor-outdoor lifestyle, living in this countertop height pass-through system, the way we designed it, it had 20% more cabinet space than a typical kitchen. Oh, and by the way, you can just access them versus looking up at the ceiling of your cabinet. So that's where you can really create a masterful design with looking out into the clouds at the top of the wall instead of looking at a cabinet that you're frustrated because you got to go get ladder to get to it, to the stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I really love the idea with the dishwasher. Man, that would be amazing to have a dishwasher that I wouldn't have to bend down. It's just kind of like my washer and dryer. You know, having it elevated makes such a huge difference.
That's it, but people don't think about it. I'm like, oh, if I raise the dishwasher, that means the countertop has to be up, and that looks weird. But people aren't used to it. So when something's not normal or natural, it's weird, quote.
Right.
But if you start doing it and explaining why and how
function.
It could be.
Yes.
How it's accessible and how it actually, like, oh, wow, I didn't think of it. And then it's a whole different story. Just like open floor plans. You have to tell me, don't you think open floor plans are more now in the norm?
Yes.
Than living room, dining room, kitchen, right?
That's always one of the biggest things. It's main level master and it's open floor planning. Even like what Devin was saying, you know, living in Colorado, especially, we have the most beautiful weather, lots of sunshine, and we don't really have a lot of bugs. So having a slide glass door is just, it's like the norm now, right? Like a big, huge wall of windows, the norm. So it's interesting, just these little tweaks on functioning in your master bathroom, functioning in your kitchen differently and really thinking about it really identifies such a better lifestyle and a living space for you for years to come.
So I'm just going to put myself out there, excuse my ignorance, is it a special dishwasher? Is it like a double oven? Where is this dishwasher go? If you say, because you made the comment of where does it go if you raise it, because your countertop has to be one level. Like, paint that picture for me because I'm not seeing it.
The end of the cabinet run. So, you know, if you have you picture yourself in your sink, your dishwasher is either right or left of your sink, right?
Right.
Mostly to put on the left, but most people are righties. Still can't figure that one out. But anyway, so on that run, it'll be further away from your sink. So that cabinet run, it'll be on the end. You see? So it won't be right by the sink. It may be a few feet to the left, but that's the last cabinet on the run. So where it stops, where the countertop ends, that's where you would put your dishwasher. That's where you can raise it. But I did see people raise a dishwasher that's right next to the sink because they actually like the elevated spot there, and they put things on top of it. That everybody has their own thing. But
so in this blog, we need to see some of those pictures because I think that would be really fascinating to actually have some visual.
The blog is with the cabinets where you're going to see a bunch of pictures and you actually see a kitchen with no upper cabinets and all the light coming in.
I love that idea. I'm really fascinated.
It's on draft right now. Devin called me too soon. I got off.
Well, we're definitely, you have time to put the blog out. And that's what's fun about these podcasts is that we can paint a picture through audio while we're driving around from here and there, but something that spikes your interest. We put a lot of work into the show notes to where
most of the time I'm working out when I listen to these, so it's even better because now I'm like, okay, now I've got to go build my
kitchen. There you go.
Well, I will definitely
nothing like a dishwasher in a different place to get me excited.
And I really love the master. I love the master closet. That right there, that is like a dream. I mean, just I'm so fascinated by that as well. I'm going to go research it now.
The perfect closet for me is individual shoe boxes that are built in the wall. And the closed, it's called a pull down, like a closet pull down. So many names they call it, but it's the pull down, the clothes rack. And that's a perfect closet for me. And that's big enough for me because my clothes are long. And I'm tired of them hitting the floor all the time.
I know, I agree with you. And being over 6 foot has got to be, you know, the challenge in itself. So that's, you know, always interesting.
Yeah, Valerie, your articulation is so good on talking through things that is just, we've always done it that way. Like,
yes.
I have longer dresses that drag on the floor. Like, okay, well, let's fix that.
Yeah.
Let's talk through
simple,
a solution
right?
to fix that, you know.
I'm very visual and I'm in the 55 plus age group, right? So everything I speak about, it helps me.
Right.
And if it helps me, it helps you. End of story.
There you go.
And that's how I look at it.
Check.
Awesome. Well, you've done such a good job of painting the picture of what you're all about. What's the best way for people to get a hold of Valerie if they want to learn more? Or are there blogs? And, of course, we'll have information on our show notes. But what's the best way to get engaged what you're doing with all your awesome stuff.
It's my website. It's, and my website is my name. It's Valerie, ValerieJurik, Henry, HENRY.com. So it's ValerieJurikHenry.com, and also it's ValerieJurik.com for all those who don't want to spell out too long. So
awesome.
I have both.
Well, yeah. as a learning organization here on SBL, as a keynote speaker around there, we're going to put you on the stage to leave us in closing. Give us your closing as you've painted the picture so well of walking us through and talking universal design in that ageless house. So take us home in closing here. What is the one thing in your closing message you want the SBL audience to hear about Valerie?
The building industry, which is the builders and architects and all of that, need to understand that we are an aging country. We are an aging country. We have longevity. We're living longer. So the people and the needs of people who are buying the house, and the majority are 55 and older. We hold half of all the buying power in the U.S. We are looking for houses to downsize or new houses or buy for our children. And I will tell you what they are asking for in my travels of 2 years of talking with families and everyone else is they want something that's easy to live in, something that makes it easy for their guests and their family of all abilities. And this whole thing with ageless home, the ageless home, which is universal design, read about it, is what's happening and what the future is all about. It is not turning back. It's not a fad. It's not someone's sweet dream. It's the reality of what's hitting in your field. So if you want to get on board, please do. Write me. Ask me questions. I am wide open because to me, it's more important that this takes a footing than being ignored. And this is what's happening in America. And there's my closing.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Valerie. Great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Valerie.
Awesome stuff. I loved how we got to go through an audio tour. And now we can go look at the blog that she put together and all work together through the show notes to really paint the picture for that ageless house and think through the best way to live your lifestyle.
I think the other thing to keep in mind is universal design. Maybe that's another factor that you need to look into when you're building your home.
So all of us, when we're thinking offsite construction, that's one of the challenges of our pods, right? When people say it needs to be bigger, open, wider, more glass, all these things, it's taking that system built and really understanding universal design is to fit into your lifestyle. And if we say begin with the end in mind, hey, we either grown or dying, and we're all going to die at some point.
Right, and so it really doesn't matter what age you are at designing a house these days. I mean, you're thinking about function. You're thinking about your lifestyle. You're thinking about living, whether you have a child in a stroller or you have somebody in a wheelchair.
And also living by the Mack truck rule is tomorrow someone, maybe your parents need to move into your house. Maybe you have something.
Absolutely.
So these things
are tips for everybody at every age, right?
When you say this is your most important decision and largest investment you're ever going to make, you better sure as heck take a little time to think through this stuff. So we're behind you, Valerie. We're big fans here on AOC SBL and look forward to all kinds of fun collaboration and working together to tell the message of universal design and your awesome organizations like CAPS. Thanks for coming in and telling us your story.